Thank you. Good morning. My name is Daniel Owusu. This morning I will be sharing with you our study on genome-wide association study, which identifies some cancer-causing genes, which are also associated with alcohol dependence. I must say this study was conducted by my research supervisor and myself and other groups. So I'm presenting on behalf of the group. We do not have any relationship to disclose for this presentation. This is just a brief outline of what we'll be discussing today. We will talk briefly about genetic epidemiology. We'll look at complex diseases and we'll look at the genetic epidemiology designs. We'll look at the genome-wide association study. And then we look at the genome-wide association study of cancer. Then we look at objectives, subjects, methods, and then results and future direction. I'm going to keep it as brief as possible, as I have another presentation after this one. So let's look at genetic studies of complex diseases. A complex disease usually does not meet the requirement or the criteria set by the Mendelian pattern of inheritance. And in this case, it is not caused by just a simple gene. A complex disease is not like maybe Huntington's disease or cystic fibrosis, which we can have, which meet the Mendelian pattern of inheritance. But in complex diseases, we have several genes which combine with environmental factors to cause disease. And example of complex diseases are alcohol dependence, cancer, obesity, and diabetes. Usually these diseases are of a very high frequency in the population and of greater public health concern. Why do we look at the genetics of these diseases? Genetic study is very important for prediction. It helps us to predict the risk that somebody has in contracting some of these diseases. So for instance, we can use the BRSA 1 and 2 to predict cancer risk in the population. We can also use IDA in genetics to learn about the pathogenesis of disease, how genes may interact with the environment to cause disease. And then we can also use the IDA for gene-based treatment. Example is the DRG2 based treatment for nicotine patch therapy. And our knowledge of genetic causation or gene that cause disease can help us for early detection and other delay of the phenotypic phenotype of these genes, or to even prevent it from occurring at all. So usually when we are doing genetic studies, we can use the monozygotic twins and dizygotic twins. They are important because the monozygotic twins, they share 100% of their genes, and if they are raised together, they will share 100% of their environment. And the dizygotic twins will share 50%, and if raised together, they will share 100% of the environment. So with these people, if they are separated, we can learn about how disease occur, whether the disease has strong genetic influence rather than environmental influence. One concept that we will look at is heritability, which is the proportion of the phenotypic variation in population that's attributable to genetic variations among individuals. So the genetic epidemiology designs in usually we can have what we call the linkage analysis, where we have the family studies or small family studies. Then we can have association studies. In this case, we have family-based or case control. So in association studies, we can have a design like case-only design, cohort design, or longitudinal designs. So we have case-control designs and family-based designs. Another way we can do genetic study is to use animal models, animal experimentation, usually by crossing certain genes to observe how those genes will be expressed. And we can do that and try to extrapolate to humans. So the genome-wide association study, the project was actually first proposed in 1996. And it actually involved screening a subset of common genetic variation in humans. So very large samples that were targeted for about 300,000 to 500,000 genetic markers. And This has become possible for us to study the human genome because of the advances in the human genome project, especially the international HapMap project, which phases completed in 2005, 2007, and 2009. So these are the phases of the HapMap project. In phase one, we have more than 1 million common SNPs. Phase two, we have more than 3 million, and phase three, we have about 6 million. And the minor allele frequency was greater than or equal to 5%. So that is basically what we have discussed already about the phases and the kind of genes or SNPs that we have. So this is just about the information that I've said already, so we'll probably go on. Let's talk about cancer and why it is very important. In the U.S., cancer, in the U.S. and probably in the whole world, cancer is a very important, significant health issues, and it's a major concern for public health. For instance, in the U.S., more than 1,638,000 new cases of cancer were diagnosed in 2012, and this increased to more than 1,660,000 in 2013. It again increased to more than 1,665,000 cases in 2014. The 5-year relative survival rate for all cancers diagnosed between 2000 and 2008 is 68%. So many people die before 5 years when they are diagnosed with cancer. And based on the 2012 National Health Interview Survey, the overall prevalence of cancer in the United States was 8.6%. And this actually varied by age. So in terms of those who are 18 to 49 years, that was 2%. And those who are 50 to 64 years, it was 9.3%, and those above 65 years, it's about 24%. So actually, it shows that how cancer rate increases with age. Now, the heritability of cancer, some of the cancers that I'll just briefly talk about the heritability of some of these cancers. So for instance, in colorectal cancer, the heritability is about 35%. In breast cancer, it's about 25 to 30%, and then in prostate cancer, it's really high, which is 42 to 58%, and then in lung cancer, it is 25 to 26%. So cancer, most of these cancers have genetic implications as well. Then alcohol dependence, alcohol drinking is a problem in the U.S. and in the world as well. In the U.S., more than about 88,000 people die to alcohol drinking every year, and we have large number of excessive alcohol drinking as well. But our interest is in what we call the alcohol dependence. And when we talk about alcohol dependence, we define it according to the DSM-4 diagnosis criteria. So these are four main characteristics or features that we look for. So craving, where the person has strong desire to drink, and then loss of control, the person is unable to stop drinking or even reduce the quantity that the person takes. And then physical dependence, when you withdraw, if the person withdraws, there will be symptoms like nausea, sweating, anxiety. And then there's tolerance, where the person needs to increase the quantity in order to get a high that's associated with drinking. Heritability for alcohol drinking actually ranges from 50 to 60%. That's heritability for alcohol dependence, so which has also, there's evidence to show that it has genetic connotation. So our objective was to conduct a genome-wide association study of cancer to search for novel genetic variants and to also examine associated genes with alcohol. So we wanted to search for these genes and find out whether these genes are in turn associated with alcohol dependence. We used two main samples. The first one is a Marshfield sample. And this Marshfield sample is a genome-wide association study on cataract and HDL, which is high-density protein. In this sample, we have 1,442 cancer patients. And then we have 2,122 non-cancer individuals which serve as control for analysis. Then the next sample that we used was a study of addiction, genetics and environment, SAGE sample. And this includes 637 alcohol-dependent patients, and then 1,033 controls. And these controls have ever used alcohol before, but they've never been addicted to alcohol or addicted to any other substance. So they serve as useful control for analysis. This is just a principle of conducting association study for binary trait. Usually you may use logistic regression, and this formula actually tells you how you can add those variables, and if you do the multiple, you are able to adjust for covariates such as gender and age, and then you can also do gene-gene interaction, you can do gene-environment interaction. So here, we use Plink software to conduct a genome-wise association study. So we did logistic regression model in Plink. We were able to use chromosome number, SNP identifier, and then physical position. Odds ratios were estimated, and then standard errors were observed, and then p for worst asymptotic p-value was also observed for significance. Permutation tests as well as haplotype analysis was conducted to confirm our initial analysis. Then we also did conditional analysis in which we held some genes constant to see the effect of other genes, so other SNPs. So here is the result when we did the genome-wide association studies. There were top 8 SNPs associated with cancer in the matched-phase sample, and then AD, our alcohol dependence, in the SAGE sample. And these SNPs came from the following genes. So the genes that we have highlighted are the ones that showed strong association, like the SNP with the strongest association for both cancer and then alcohol dependence. So the CTNNA3 and then KCNIP1 genes were associated with their correspondent SNPs and then the p-values. So we took a SNP that had the gene that had SNPs with strongest association with cancer and AD among the two main genes. So we did further analysis on KCNIP1. And this is what we are presenting. We had different kinds of results, but for the sake of this presentation, this is what we decided to present. So when we conducted further analysis on this gene, on this particular gene, we observed 8 SNPs with strong association, which are associated with both cancer and alcohol dependence. And those are as displayed over. So the highlighted one, the red ones are the significant SNPs which are associated with both cancer and then alcohol dependent. So our main conclusions or findings are that CTNNA3 might function as tumor suppressor, and this has previously been associated with Alzheimer's disease, asthma, and schizophrenia. And KCNIP1 is also expressed predominantly in the brain, related to the GABAergic inhibitory neurons, and might function as a type 2 diabetes susceptibility gene, whose dysregulation alters insulin production. So alcohol dependence, our results shows that alcohol dependence may share some genes with cancer. And this also follows observations that have been done in previous studies where they've seen that people that have alcohol dependence may have high risks for cancer, especially the cancer of the oropharynx, and some have also implicated alcohol dependence in colon cancer. So there has been that kind of epidemiologic relationship between cancer and alcohol dependence. And our analysis have shown that these genes may be a common variant between these two diseases. So for future directions, we propose that there will be fine mapping or single sample, especially haplotype analysis, neighboring genes, and then copy number variant, functional studies, gene-gene, and gene-environmental interactions. And also, we can also do fine mapping in multiple samples. So population genetic basis of heterogeneity, population stratification, and haplotype block, as well as LD pattern and natural selection. So these are the proposed future research that can be done to explore this relationship further. So the common variants versus rare variants, we can also do that using genome-wide association studies. And then we do gene expressions and epigenetics. So epigenetics talks about the environmental factors that affect genes in individuals. So acknowledgement, we want to acknowledge the MatchPay sample, the fact that MatchPay sample was obtained from the website, and also acknowledge that we obtained the SAGE database for analysis. This is just a brief disclosure that this is the original ideas of the authors, and the study has not been published anywhere. So it's ongoing study which we are developing and hoping to publish in the near future. So that's just about it. Thank you very much for your audience. We have not considered that, but that would be an option to look at and also to discuss with my research team for further analysis. Yeah, so that's a good suggestion. Thank you. Yeah.
Is this Marshfield, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, particularly, I think a lot of studies have been published using the Marshfield sample, and my research supervisor has done a lot of work using the sample, so it's been a very useful work. Yeah, and I'm just hoping that we'll have the ability to do a lot of analysis and to be able to come up with some genes associated, because I think my research supervisor has used it for diabetes and I think obesity and all those things. So it's a useful sample.
Yeah. One other comment, the work has been intriguing with the diabetes relatedness as well in terms of association with negative biomarker age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.